Here now with a first look at what it says in the morning's papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Karen. Stock answers and one-liners. They are the words of one woman featured in many of the papers this morning. She's Rachel Connolly, who confronted Taoiseach Micheál Martin in Roscommon yesterday over the long delay in the restoration of services after last weekend's storms. According to the Irish Times, Micheál Martin told her that the government had prepared and supports were available. She replied that he was just giving her stock answers and one-liners. In The Examiner, Micheál Martin is quoted as saying that the claims that his government had sat on EU offers for help were false. He also said that Ireland needed to prepare for more extreme weather events and would have to rely on what he called social infrastructure. Elsewhere in the papers, individual stories and opinions from the storm aftermath. In the Irish Independent, Lana Devine recalls last Friday and hearing the one sound she dreads hearing, a beep that her kidney dialysis machine makes when it loses power. In The Star, musician Paddy Cullivan writes about living with medieval candlelight and poor musical choices on a wind-up radio. He says he's in Furbo in Galway, only 10 kilometres from Galway City, but the contrast between rural and urban couldn't be greater. And that's a theme taken up by other columnists. Moira Trasinichiali in The Independent says, Storm Éowyn has shown that our leaders couldn't care less about rural Ireland. And Fiona Looney in The Mail writes that while she might envy people in rural Ireland at times, this week she was glad she lives in Dublin. She says if this shiny city of tech giants and data centres had been hit with power outages, would everyone have been reconnected a hell of a lot sooner? But maybe Fiona doesn't live in the Dublin suburb of Artane, because parts there have been without power since Friday, according to reporter Jack White in the Irish Times. He says this has badly affected a group of retired nuns living in a convent there and a local woman who's 94, who uses an electric hoist and has been bedbound since Friday. And one of those Dublin tech giants Fiona Looney was talking about appears in two stories in The Times and Independent. The Times reports that Google Ireland has applied for planning permission for a giant mural on the side of one of its buildings in Dublin. The application says it'll be seven stories high and will include virtual elements using Google technology. It says that passers-by will be able to point their smartphones at it and, quote, see our bespoke, sensory-friendly digital experience from our tranquil seated space with plants and wildflowers. Less friendly and tranquil is the situation involving Google Ireland and the Russian government. According to the Independent business pages, the company says the liquidator of its business in Russia is claiming €1 billion from them as part of a world legal war. Google Ireland says the Russians are doing this to fund their real war in Ukraine. Guinness makes a few appearances in the papers this morning. The Independent writes that Diageo has sold its share of Guinness in Ghana while still denying it plans to sell Guinness altogether. The sale of the product itself appears in the Mail, where some tourists have posted a receipt from a pub in Dublin which shows they paid almost €50 for 5 pints of Guinness. And tourists and Guinness are covered in the Mirror, which reports that a Killarney Garda sergeant sent a lost driving licence back to a US tourist with a letter in which he wrote, I hope you had a wild and enjoyable time in Ireland. Please feel free to visit us again any time. And next time, don't drink so much Guinness and lose your licence. The American woman was tickled to get the sergeant's letter and put it up on TikTok, where it now has 600,000 views.
Ronan, thank you very much.